be trying to reach you on the dream machine. Well, my mind is heavy. Blood till they close my eyes up. A chance to dream. And the dream machine don't dream at all. The dream machine don't dream at all.
Was the Linda Lindas, based in LA, comprised of a half Asian, half Latinx, two sisters, a cousin, and their close friend. It's a really cool band that channels the spirit of original punk, power pop, and new wave. They're a new and up and coming band from this generation. They're so cool. This is from their album. So sorry. This is from their album No Obligation, and that was the track Nothing Would Change. Go check them out. It's so much fun to listen to. And I hope you enjoyed this little collection of indie and soft rock, because now we're going to go into the harder rock section of the day, some metal. And starting off will be a band based here in Vancouver. It is a psychedelic pop group centered around the German singer-songwriter Thor Abel. The band is called Abel Collective. And this will be their track, When We Rise, from their album Demons, which is, once again, a really cool album cover. It's like a, looks like an oil painting of a dog, but it's really, really beautiful. You should have to check them out as well. Support a local artist. They're awesome. After that will be So Stuffier and Poltergeist, which is also a Canadian band. And I got one great song to end us off. You'll have to stick around to see what that is. But first off will be a little promo for a show that happens on Sundays at 4 p.m. And then we'll get right to Abel Collective. So stay tuned for that.
Radio Alicia is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Canadian band Poltergeist from Calgary, fronted by a person who shares the same name as my friend, which is crazy because her name was drawn from a random sci-fi book her mom read, but it's really cool, and I love this band. The leader of the band first started off in death metal, but then moved to goth rock when they realized like it could be just as cold and bleak, but in a different way. They are inspired by Moorcock, Lovecraft, Poe, and the David Lynch of Twin Peaks, and they describe their music as being a gritty but magical realm where crepuscular intensity is joined in psychic battle by metallic fortitude. Wow. And the album I just played for you was Nachtmusik, I think it's pronounced. It looks German, but probably not. And it is described as being Poltergeist's journey into the darkness, as being Poltergeist's journey into the darkness just beginning. I feel like that song as well, a great Canadian goth. And that just about ends my time with you today. I have one last song for you by a band from America called The Offspring. They've been making music since 1984, and they've sold over 40 million records, and that makes them one of the best-selling rock bands in history. This is from their album A Supercharge, and I'll be playing you my favorite song from that album called Make It All Right. It's really fun hard rock metal music, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. This is CGSF 90.1 FM.
All I want to do is to fly away with you. Clouds up.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.